I'm literally going to fire you from this podcast. Your sassity is out of control. My God, I'm calling Remy.
Okay.
Wild Till 9. You ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to Wild Till 9. I'm your host, boyfriend as always, and this is my beautiful girlfriend, Lauren.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
What's going on?
I was promoing. I'm just promoing.
No, I just feel as if you're forgetting.
And I hope you all got your blankets last week if they're not already out, but I'm sure there could be a few more, so just head on over there whenever you feel the need to do that.
But here's the thing is that you're promoting the wrong blanket. That's the shitty tissue thin one.
Oh.
You have the wrong blankie on, babe.
Well, you know, let's not, you know.
So make sure to cut to, make sure to cut to my frame so you can see the good blankie. Good blankie. And then cut to Jeremy's frame. Babe, can you show the little bit side so you can see the inside that it's not fuzzy? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, give it a little model, a little texture. You can see that that shit is like a Kleenex. It is so thin. It is not. And so that was rendition number one of the blankie. We've come a long way.
It was a long 9 months journey.
.com for the blankies.
Literally, someone quit at the company over this.
That's not true. They just happened to quit in the time that
Lauren
I made the
abused
blankie.
Them so much. They said, forget
not.
It. I'm out.
I was working on the blanket for so long that someone by that time had literally changed career paths.
That's how long. That's how long Lore DIY focuses over the quality.
The blanket is
control.
Great. It's a great blanket.
Fantastic.
So are we going to address this or?
Address what?
Also, I just want everyone to know that I am not in on whatever joke this is. So I'm as in the dark as everyone else listening right now.
Well, you said you wanted to pot on a Sunday, which I love and uh-huh. Everybody else loves because that means there's no ADD medicine in me. Uh-huh. But beyond that, I felt it necessary to shield the public from this atrocity that happened to my face earlier this weekend.
You, not that I haven't spent the last like.
Yeah, I've developed chronic acne.
Chronic acne.
Yeah.
And when Jeremy says chronic acne, I want everyone to know that that probably means he's got one pimple on his face and it's probably so small that I can confirm that I have not noticed it.
Well, I noticed it. No worries.
It must be fucking nice.
So?
Must be nice. You know how big of a fuck you that is to every single other human on the planet who struggles with like regular acne?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Show us the goods.
I gotta be honest.
Show us the goods.
It's getting real hot in here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's your breath? Is it?
It's not good, babe. Hi.
Where is it?
They can tell.
Where is it?
Lauren, it's on my face. It's pretty bad. Well, it sounds better when there's not like
Jeremy, for some reason, he never gets any acne, but when he does, usually right on the tip of his nose.
We call it a rhino.
We call it the rhino. he doesn't get any acne, but when he does, it's like cystic.
No, it's usually here.
No, it's usually on your nose.
One of these two places.
Yeah, you're right. It's right there for some reason.
I don't have a T-zone. I have a 1-inch critical zone.
Yeah.
It's only lit right here.
Oh.
And it didn't feel very good.
Wait, don't rub your fucking oils in it. Are you crazy?
No. So if you put more natural oils in it, it goes away faster.
Jeremy always wants to touch his forehead to my face. And I'm like, get your oils off of my oils.
You want to do it right now?
No, I don't want to do it
right now.
I don't want to share oils with you.
Come on.
I don't want to share
don't
oils
be
with
like
you.
This.
I don't want to share.
Don't
I literally,
be like this.
I literally look at stress. I have an inkling of stress and my face breaks out, okay? So I just don't want your oils mixed in with my oils because I can barely keep my own oils under control.
I just think that if we shared oils, we'd have the best of both worlds. 2, 3, you get the
best of both worlds.
That's right, babe. See? Da, da,
da. I have been listening to this one TikTok song on repeat, and then Jeremy kind of learned to dance with me, but he definitely won't. But actually, if everyone bullies him a little bit harder, the problem is that TikTok trends move. What?
The fans are on my side. Because the same little episode that we talked about how I was to do a TikTok.
Uh-huh.
You went all typical Lore DIY, hyperbolic, end of the world, and was like, isn't Girl Squad hasn't taken a picture together like since we've been together?
Uh-huh.
And my DMs got lit the fuck up with all the pics that you guys have taken together.
The four of us?
The four of you.
I would like to see the evidence. I'd like to see the receipts.
I don't even have to. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Boxing. All four of you went together.
That was pre-COVID.
Lauren, you said that since we have been together, roll the tape back, that y'all hadn't taken a picture together.
Since you and I have been together?
Yeah.
That's not true.
I know.
I'd like to see the receipts on this.
Thank you.
We've definitely taken a picture since. I need to see the receipts of all of this.
Are you starting to doubt yourself just a little bit?
Well, now I'm confused if. So what I meant to say is that.
So what happened was.
I thought we were talking about, we haven't taken a picture since COVID started in the last 2 years, not since we've been together. Because I can think of a photo that we've taken since we've been together. It's the Thanksgiving photo. Mm. And actually on that day is when Mia met her last boyfriend. Mm. And then past that, I can't figure out what. Anyway, you're diverting.
What's up?
So I want to do the dance. And so it sucks because TikTok trends move so fast that by the time this episode goes out, this song might not be as popular anymore. But.
Wait, we're trend starters.
Glitter.
Twirl.
Together forever. It's Linda and Heather.
Best friends!
We listened to it so many times and I did it so many times next to Jeremy that there's no way you don't know the dance anymore.
Wiggle.
Then this butt shake and then glitter with the hands.
But the problem is, okay.
Twirls, spin and then together and then you put your hand in mine.
Forever.
And then I put my hand up. Linda. And then you put yours up together.
Heather.
And then we go heart, best friends. 5, 6, 7, 8. Do, glitter, twirls, together forever. It's Linda and Heather, best friends.
I'm starting to see why China put that 3-hour like limit on like brain rotting, staring at your computer playing games. Okay, so we might have had some weird coloring for the first, I don't know, few minutes of the pod because I forgot to turn the actual lights off. But now this is the color we're serious about. This color right here.
Oh my God.
What?
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be totally great. I mean, there's a lot that color correcting can do. So if you didn't even notice, then our editor did a bang up job on correcting the color. And if
you're
on audio,
you're like, can you get back to the fucking story? The internet is alive and well today.
Do tell.
I mean, all we've been doing the last few days is just refreshing and finding out more information about like the people who have scoured the internet and shared information on like literal murder investigations to like come up with evidence. And I am completely obsessed with how like people are coming together all over the world and nation and using YouTuber footage and Reddit forums and TikTok videos. It's fascinating.
So this will be, when this goes up, it'll be like a week or so.
It'll have been solved by then.
Hopefully it'll be solved.
Yeah.
But so we're talking about the Gabby Petito case and like we are by no means a fucking crime podcast.
Definitely not. Yeah. Oh, we are not experts.
Oh, No. And so like I've been following this on TikTok since like for the last maybe 5 days and I've been giving Jeremy updates every night and I feel like it's gotten just like more and more steam as like it's gone more viral.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is like a weird situation because like unfortunately obviously missing people cases happen all the time.
Totally.
Every single day, and this one for some reason just happened to pick up like an incredible amount of momentum.
Was there a reason for that, or was it just like
I think because they are in the creator community.
Oh, they are.
Yeah because they had a YouTube channel, they had they had a decent sized Instagram following because they were like van life couple, and like that's a popular like niche demographic of content creators. And so like I know someone who was actually that couple followed her and they had never talked before, but like they're a few degrees away in content creator separation basically.
Should we start an on the road podcast and just have
think we would survive a van life travel like a couple months together?
No.
I don't think so either. I really don't think so either.
Only had jokes for that. That's not the time.
It's not appropriate.
It's
not appropriate. So this Gabby Petito case was crazy because first it started off with just like a couple engaged and it was a missing person case. So went on a 3-month van trip and he came back with the van and she did not. And what?
Just clue number one.
Right. And so like how to make yourself look suspicious as fuck. And so he immediately got a lawyer and step two, how to make yourself look suspicious
as
fuck.
To be fair though, if I came back from a trip with a van and no girl, I'd probably be getting a lawyer.
That's true. But I just feel like if something happened.
Oh yeah.
You would immediately, of course you could get a lawyer, but like the immediate normal person thing to do would be to go get help at some point.
And he didn't do that?
Whoa.
It has not been reported on TikTok.
It's not on TikTok.
Got it.
But it was just interesting to see like the new discoveries each step of the way by like the community. So other hikers that have been in the area, other creators that happen to have footage of this couple's van on the side of the road. And it was so wild because in the footage of this van, they were able to piece together using one of her Instagram photos, her hat that was sitting on the dash of the car.
Oh, shit.
And another photo had her matching sandals outside of the van and like stickers from other photos of the van so they could identify like the plates and stuff. And so I think that footage was actually what led the search area because like there was the timeline was just, it was like such a wide.
Just the number one detective.
The number one detective just was
the
was,
iPhone.
But it was just, I've never seen, it felt very much like the show Clickbait where people were out there like trying to solve and like piece together.
Oh yeah.
And I think like in Clickbait, it was a little more sketchy where totally. In this scenario, it was people like reporting everything they knew to the FBI. And like, it was just the weirdest community TikTok. And I'm sure Reddit was involved. I don't know how to use Reddit, but I saw TikTok and like, it was just, it was crazy.
Remember like, the time you the know FBI that this will here? Be.
Oh my God, I know. Did we ever tell that story?
I think we did.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we did.
But maybe we should get on Reddit to find out if it was ever solved.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sure she just got like served a fat fine, right?
For
identity theft?
If you do it 11, 12 times, you're going to jail.
But for petty theft, like what?
If you do it enough.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
If you do it once, no. But if you do it 15 different times, it's like this right. It's a full on crime ring.
Right. You're right. So anyways, it was wild seeing the internet come together, especially on TikTok, just like piecing together all of this. And it was wild. It was, this will be a Netflix show.
Listen, do never get between you, never put yourself between a world of women with trust issues and the thing that you did and that you're guilty on. Because you're going to be found.
Bitch, I don't even have trust issues. And I like can go FBI on someone and find anything. One of the other like interesting things that got spotted too is that there was a sketchy Instagram photo that was posted most recently that people were saying wasn't actually posted by her, potentially by him to like throw the scent off. And just like the females of the internet, we were like, she's got fresh blonde roots. I was like, there's no chance that she went on a 3-month van trip
classic
and came back.
Guy mistake.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Fresh
there's no
roots.
Chance. Fresh roots. Fresh, yeah, fresh roots. This is an old photo.
See, dudes would be like, yep, it's her.
Right.
In Halloween costume.
And we're like, she got fresh roots. Mm-mm. Blonde only stays fresh for like 3 weeks. There's
That's
no
right.
chance that she went on a 3-month van trip.
As if.
So anyways, they did just discover her body, which is
just terrible.
I mean, heartbreaking, but also I'm sure it's some kind of solace to like be able to bring her body home, I guess, to the family.
And also like evidence.
Right.
Let's get whoever it is.
Brian, we're looking at you, Brian.
Listen.
You know what else was crazy too is that like he obviously has a public Instagram and his comments on his Instagram are like, it like gives me goosebumps to see it because they were like, Brian, where is she? Where is she, Brian? Brian, what did you do? What did you do, Brian? Brian, where's the body?
God.
And it's just fucking so crazy. It was so crazy.
Reminds me of, well, you haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen, have you?
No. We're going on Wednesday though.
Yeah. So you haven't seen that. Well, you're going to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but like I've seen like on Broadway.
The Broadway. Yeah.
And it's like you'll see it's very similar.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I definitely did not think that there was any kind of murder in Dear Evan Hansen.
It's not murder.
Oh. Oh. Is it? No. Spoiler alert.
No, it's like, I mean, no, this shit hits 5 minutes into the movie.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea. I really thought it was like High School Musical.
Lauren has this vision of every musical effort. It's just like some campy, like, we're in the money, just like tap dancing and just like running around and screaming.
Well,
and
I've seen Phantom of the Opera and also none of these on Broadway, just like most of them in Toronto.
Okay.
I've seen Phantom of the Opera. Okay. I've seen Wicked. I've seen Lion King a bunch of times, which is amazing.
Okay. So you've seen a few masterpieces.
Yeah. And maybe that's it.
Okay. Well. Let's pull the onion back. Let's grab another layer in there.
Yeah.
Dear Evan Hansen.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to see the movie, so it's not the show.
But I've seen it on Broadway, so like I'll be able to like
fill in the gaps for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very good. Very good.
Going back to the Gabby Petito thing real quick though. So it's just wild to know that like in a few days there might be more information.
A few days? A few minutes.
I'm not kidding. This morning, the case went from them finally getting access to both of their phones to be able to like process whatever was in there that they couldn't see before.
Wait, how did they get access to their phones?
Don't know.
Interesting. They have iPhones?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. It's usually very difficult.
Right. I think that's why it took so long too. Because everyone was like, this is the missing piece. No, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Interesting.
Not sure. TikTok didn't tell me that.
What?
TikTok didn't report that.
Who do we call?
TikTok.
So how do we call him?
Mr. Tiki Talk.
Or her, whichever one.
Mrs. Tiki Talk.
Okay.
Yeah. So this morning they went from like finally having access to the phones to later on like finding a body.
If they have access to the phones, it's done.
Oh my God. But like if he did something, do you think he told anyone?
Yeah, but think about it. If you have access to the phones, you're able to see in the log reports like how phones were opened. So if there's not been a face ID or a biometric like sign opening the device for how long, you know that someone's manually entering in the password. So why would someone go from face ID or a thumb to always entering their password?
Right. On the day when-
There's little things like that.
Yeah, so it'll fill in the blanks if he was posting and texting the parents from just like him and not actually her.
A friend of mine literally like bought and sold a patent for software that it's, when you type in a password and you know the password, it's usually the same keystrokes, the same kind of thing.
Oh.
And this identifies when passwords are entered correctly.
But at a different like velocity.
Exactly. And it logs that and kind of like reports like any sort of like ambiguity.
Because like you know my passwords, but you
totally.
They've been my same passwords forever. So I'm like,
exactly.
And you'd be like chicken pecking.
I know all of your passwords, all of them, because there's a different 64 encrypted one for every single thing and every account that you've ever had.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy made me change all my passwords and it's so annoying.
You can't use password one.
It's not password one. It's password 123.
With a capital P.
With a capital P and a point on the end of it.
Anyway, point is, yeah. So like there's so many ways. Once you get into somebody's phone, you know everything.
You just said point is, and it made me miss Andrew and Garrett's podcast so much.
Why?
Sweet Boys.
Did they say point is all the time?
Yeah, that was their thing. Point is, and then there would be a little ding.
Point is.
Ding. Yeah. And where are Sweet Boys?
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 Where is?
Huh.
Because the point is, we miss Andrew.
And Garrett.
Are they not doing it anymore?
Remember I made them the sweater for their spider?
Are they just done?
I think they took a break.
Okay, but like breaks end.
Yeah, wait, what the fuck? When's Sweet Boys coming back?
And when's Lorax coming back? Isn't that so nice?
That's so funny! Sweet Boys podcast.
When's the last time they posted?
The finale, number 23.
Number 23?
4 months ago.
Who does 23 episodes?
Yeah, I don't like the number 23.
It's a terrible number.
Yeah, 24 would have felt better.
Unless it's Michael Jordan doing a podcast. Honestly, let's start our own investigation into what we need to do to get Sweet Boys back on the air.
I'm gonna text both of them actually in a group chat and bully them.
Here, somebody get me those old iPhone headphones and let me hold the microphone in front of my mouth and like they do in TikTok and be like, hey, so I'm gonna be telling you guys about this. And like,
oh yeah, oh, the mini microphone.
Yeah.
I love the mini microphone.
It sounds like absolute dog shit. It makes no sense everybody uses
it. But it's so funny.
It's funny.
It's so funny. There's this one TikTok creator. I love TikTok so much.
You are obsessed with TikTok.
Bane of my existence. There's just so much good content. So there's this vet tech, okay? Vet tech Kara. Not sure how to pronounce her name.
Lauren starts every single TikTok synopsis with, so there's this blank. And so what they do is blank. And so like, I have to show, let me just show you.
Let me just show you one. It's so cute. But anyway, so she has her little mini microphone.
Every time she shows me one, she goes, wait, but this isn't the funniest one.
Let's find another one.
She'll look at my face.
I just want it to be a good reaction. I want you to love it as much as I love it.
I know.
So she has this little mini microphone and she has her patients who are obviously of cat and dog breed usually. And she'll be like, Theo, you're so big since last time you were here. How do you feel about today? And Theo will go, and then she'll be like, great, thanks. And then she'll go to a cat and be like, you were just here for a checkup today. How do you feel? And I'm like, and it's so cute.
Yes, it is cute.
Spoon.
What?
I love my TikToks with me.
I love that you love the TikToks. I don't.
You don't like cats and dogs?
Love cats and dogs.
Doesn't sound like it.
Do you like cats?
Nope. the cat lovers are going to come for me. That's not true. There are a few cats that I have met that have a good personality.
Hold on. Why don't you get a bigger shovel?
Yeah, I know. I'm digging myself a hole. One, I'm allergic to cats, like violently allergic to cats.
Violently.
Violently allergic.
Violently.
Yes. Like hives.
Violently.
Violently?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like hives, stuffy nose, itchy hives. Eyes.
Hives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Yes. Nothing. Literally. I'm so allergic to cats.
No, totally. I know. I know you are.
I'm literally going to fire you from this podcast. Your sassity is out of control. My God. I'm calling Remy.
Okay.
Why
Remy?
What?
Why Remy?
I don't know.
Fine.
And I just am too sensitive. And cats are so cats have to choose you to love on. And Moose just loves at all times. And so I feel like a dog, you know, exhibits just like, I love you
what
always behavior.
What if a cat acts like a dog though?
Yes. Yeah. Like those cats.
Okay.
I like those cats a lot. I will say that there's a lot of owners who are like, my cat's just like a dog. And I'm like, just get a fucking dog then. And the cat doesn't actually end up being a dog and they hurt me and they're like, and the nails and stuff. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
I get it.
But cats that are really friendly and are like dogs outside of
our
being,
audience is gone now. They're going to hate that.
I can't help what I'm allergic to.
You can't.
I really can't.
You can't. I've had cats before for years, like majority of my life actually.
Really?
Yes.
How did that go?
It's fine.
Oh. I guess they didn't make an impact on your life. You've never talked about them.
No.
Hmm. That's tough.
But cats, to me, cats, what's great about cats is like, it doesn't need to make an impact. You just need to keep them like fed, a little bit of litter. They figure it out.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cats are really independent.
Very.
Yeah.
Independent.
Moose would die on like day two of being alone.
Moose doesn't even have to be alone and he's acting like he's dying.
That's so true. That's so true.
Just whining audibly.
No.
Just audibly sitting.
So last night we went to go. Okay, so one, I want to come back to this, but we saw Shang-Chi last night. And then we went over.
Shang-Chi?
I think it's Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that. It's more of a Shang.
I think, yeah, because remember she was, Aquafina was like, so you went undercover and changed your name to Sean. And remember, so I think it's Shang.
You just ruined a really funny moment in the movie, but yeah.
Well,
yeah. Can you imagine?
More reason to go see it. So you can relive that moment.
I'm going
to
change my name. I don't want to be known as Shang-Chi anymore. I'm going to be known as Sean.
Oh my God. So we went to go, we're going to come back to how incredible this movie was. But afterwards we went over to our friends, Zach and Maggie, who have been on the pod and they have their fur child, Bowie. Bowie might be more babied than Moose is, which is hard to imagine. Bowie had swimming lessons. Bowie had private swimming lessons.
No, they're private?
Yeah, he did a bunch of private lessons.
They're private?
What do you mean?
It's not like a group of dogs?
It was like one-on-one. There was a few dogs that she'd be babysitting that were also like around the pool. But Bowie, that's it's swimming is. Lessons. Yeah.
That's funny.
So anyway, so Bowie had private swimming lessons. And so like Bowie might be more babied than Moose. But what I'm getting at is that as millennials without children, our dogs are paying the price now of just being the babies. I read this article the other day that was like, millennials are buying homes for their pets, not their children and not their spouses. They're buying homes for their pets.
Remember the time that TV production show reached out to us?
To build the ultimate doghouse?
Doghouse.
Yeah. Quibi, may they rest in peace.
I think Roku bought all their content.
Lily did actually that show.
Yeah.
She did. So there was this show that wanted to come in and build like an ultimate doghouse.
But like a lot of money. Tens of thousands of dollars that they were going to spend on this doghouse.
On the doghouse. Yeah. That would be virtually like unusable after. Also, Moose wants to lay in a blanket near us. Like he doesn't want to be in some double decker.
Not that he wants to crawl up into or anything in particular.
No, yeah. No. Like, I guess concept, not the worst idea.
No, the best and most desirable like place for Moose to be is when you sit on the ground with your legs somewhat open. Just sitting with your legs, just kind of just spread. He will just come and sit in your nest.
Your nest. He comes and sit in your nest.
That's his ideal place.
And so he doesn't want a $20,000 dog.
No, could care less. Unless your legs are going to sit there.
Right. Unless your legs are, right. Unless you are actively going to also sit in the doghouse for the entire day.
Yep. And then it's worth it.
Then it's worth it.
And to be actually fair, maybe that would have been a good way to do that. Spend $30,000 on a place for you that also has a place for your nest.
Right. They're like, cause you can just be like, could we actually get a desk in here?
Right. Can I just like go to Herman Miller and then I'll just
furnish it with some cute. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Or like a little like some kind of like maybe a cloud couch in there. And
yeah.
Could have been good. This is a missed opportunity actually.
Yeah. Should we call Quibi?
We should. May Quibi rest in peace. Meg, how did we get here?
Whitman, we're looking for that show again.
How did we get here?
Unsure.
Hang on, let's back up. Okay.
Shang-Chi.
Okay, Shang-Chi. Oh.
Zach and Maggie.
No, Zach and
swimming
Maggie.
Swimming lessons.
Bowie, swimming lessons.
Look at us. Look at you being my little ADD pill today.
I know. So we're back. Moose.
Back by not so popular demand. ADD Jeremy.
Moose has this little sweater that we call his convoy sweater because when he gets like really hyped up, we just like put this little hoodie on him and immediately, I think it's the same concept as like the Thunder sweater or the Thunder Buddy sweater or whatever, where just like when they feel like all wrapped up, they feel just like calm. And
do we have Thunder Buddy sweaters?
We don't have Thunder Buddy sweaters now. Moose doesn't care about thunder.
No, I want to have a Thunder Buddy sweater with you.
Oh, I wish we had more thunder. I would want to be in the same Thunder Buddy sweater.
We could just turn on a thunder soundtrack. Wear Thunder Buddy sweaters and just sit on the couch.
That's literally all I want.
That's all your dream?
That's all I want.
I know.
So Moose has this little convoy sweater. And when we got to Zach and Maggie's, we realized that Bowie has the exact same sweater. And Bowie and Moose are both kind of like the breeds of dogs who don't necessarily need a sweater. Like they're not like one of those ball sack cats that have no fur. That
so
kind
you can
of-
really feel the empathy towards cats.
What? What?
Ball sack cats.
It looks like a ball sack. You know what I'm talking about? The hairless one? What are they called? The
ball sack cats.
The ball sack cats. You know, but like a ball sack cat needs a sweater because they're actually cold because they have no fur. I see the same thing about a naked dog too, but they just don't really look like ball sacks the way
ball
that cats.
Ball sacks usually have some fur. And also called hairless cats.
Is that what it's called?
Ball sack cats.
Isn't there a proper name for them? Let me, is it just a hairless cat?
It's just a hairless cat.
They've been ball sack cats in my head for my entire life.
But maybe in Canada. Cat. Oh God.
Oh, no. A sphinx.
Sure.
A sphinx is a breed known for its lack of fur, hairlessness in cats. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of, but I get sphinx and,
sphincter.
No. What's up? Oh my God. This podcast is a total mess.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, it's great. No, what's I, you know what? I'm not even going to go down this
road. No, let's do it. One more. No, just one more. Let's just little sprinkles on top.
What's the, what's like the Egyptian cat that was like a symbol?
Persian.
No, that's a really fluffy one.
Cairo.
What's that? That's a
pyramid.
Place. That's a place. No. I don't know if we're going to get there on this.
Kebabs.
It's okay. We'll come
Love
back.
Kebabs.
Love kebabs.
Love kebabs. Rami. Rami was from Egypt.
Was Rami from? Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Hang on. Oh, this is, I Googled Egyptian cat statue name and the bronze figure depicting one form of the goddess Bastet.
Bitch. What's up, Bastet?
This is not what I was thinking of.
Who's Bastet?
I don't know, this little cat and it's got a septum piercing.
Oh, that's no. What's the one on the front of the pyramid?
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a sphinx?
Sphinx no. is the ball sack cat.
No. Look up Sphinx Egypt. How's one spell sphinx? S-P? Right?
Yeah, S-P.
Yeah.
Why?
Be a fun rap name. So, little sphinx, y'all.
Oh my God.
What?
It is.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on.
Yo, you're going to refer to me as little sphinx from now on. That's going to be my rap, ultimate go.
The great sphinx of Giza. Giza?
Giza.
Giza.
It's not Giza.
Okay.
What's up?
Feel like this is a lot.
Okay.
Sphinx of, okay, well, hang on. Sphinx.
Let's go back to ball sack cat.
Versus ball sack cat. Can I Google that, do you think?
I mean, you can Google anything.
Naked.
And if there's ever
a
murder,
hairless.
The cops are going to look at, oh, this is when shit started to go off the rails.
When they're Googling Sphinx Egypt versus hairless ball sack cat. Huh.
No one refers to them as ball sack cats.
That's absolutely not true. Oh, okay. So the Sphinx cat is spelled with a Y and the Egyptian Sphinx is an I.
Mm, makes sense.
Okay. So there is a difference. I'm going to go with ball sack cat. I actually know a handful of people who have ball sack cats.
Yeah.
Like more than I would like to.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say that naked guinea pigs I think are very cute.
No one asked.
That is just so mean.
I will say that naked guinea pigs are pretty cute.
I do think they're cute.
Great.
They just look less like ball sacks than the cats do.
That's nice. Do you have another topic?
Oh my God.
Awkwafina fucked.
Awkwafina was great. Also, this movie, so Shang-Chi was just so incredibly good. Oh my God. So it's a Marvel movie. And I don't want to give away spoilers or anything more than I already did.
I can tell you want to.
I want to so bad. I'll just give you this. Morris was the star of the movie.
Lauren.
What?
Lauren.
Morris was the star. Morris was the star.
Why?
And like the trailer was just, it just didn't do the movie justice.
I gotta be honest, whoever did that trailer?
Trash.
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 Trash City.
Trash City.
Trash City. You know they have Party City? They're Trash the owners City. Of Trash City.
Yeah.
Because I watched the trailer and I go, oh God.
You weren't excited.
I wasn't excited. I was like, this just feels campy. And then I watched the movie, not a bit campy. That was great.
Oh my God. It was so good.
Is this turning into an episode of Guilty Pleasures?
Oh my God. Where we just talk about, no, because they do a lot of roasting on the content and they give away lots of spoilers too. So
okay. We're
not going to do anything.
Got it.
I'm just here to tell you how much I loved it and how great it was. And Awkwafina was great and the action was great.
And
the CGI was great.
Go and see it.
Morris, great.
So Lauren hates movie theaters. Hates them. Not interested. Doesn't like them. It's not your thing. You get anxious. You don't like the fact that you can't pause to go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. You do enjoy movie popcorn, but not enough to endure the movies.
Right.
And so had this movie not been unavailable on streaming, like I think if Shang-Chi would have been $200, I think you would have more likely have paid $200 to watch it at home than to have gone to the movie theater. Just because you don't like movie theaters.
That's true. And also, do like, once you buy tickets, because we saw an IMAX, so our tickets were $30 each, which is already puts you at $60. Then we spend, between all the snacks that you got last night, oh my God, we probably spent at least $40 at concessions. So we're at $100. So like—
Yeah, I didn't spend that much.
Actually, can you give us a rundown of the haul of all the things you got last night? It was
a good
mix.
A large popcorn, a large drink, some Butterfinger Bites, some fruit snacks, and some peanut M&Ms.
And there may have been a weed gummy in there at some point.
Times two.
It was truly impressive that you were managed to eat the entire movie.
And then I had a burrito.
Oh my God.
Oh, then I had a big burrito from whatever that space is.
Cactus.
Taqueria number three.
Number three.
Number three.
Oh my God. Yeah, you truly, you ate the entire movie.
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
It was a lot.
I know.
It was a lot.
I know.
I had a kids pack and it was great.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like the movie theaters though, where the seats like really, really recline.
We walked in and Lauren was walked immediately out.
And I was like,
we're in a beautiful movie
theater.
I'm
never trusting Zach to put tickets ever again.
Cause you asked specifically if it was the comfy seats, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Cause he was like, do you want to go see IMAX or regular? And I think the regular ones are the ones at that theater that have the big reclining seats.
Lauren likes to sit in a lazy boy.
Oh, of
fully
course.
Reclined with a blankie.
Oh my God. Why wouldn't you? That's the ideal position.
I know, Lauren.
Like if you want to be,
one more ideal position, but yeah.
What's that?
Next.
The movie was great.
It was so good.
Go see it. Tell us what you think.
What else do we have to see in theaters? Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Free Guy. Free Guy's next.
And I think there were a ton of good trailers,
so
we'll see which ones of those. Even though I do have a bit of a dislike towards movie theaters because I just feel like they're not my favorite atmosphere. I loved seeing that movie specifically in IMAX. At first I was like, oh shit, we're too close. And like, I have to like move my head back and forth to find things. And when scenes were moving really fast, I was like, am I a little dizzy right now? But it was great. It was so good. Would see again in IMAX.
Yeah. Do we have like a commercial like with them or something that we're trying to fulfill that we're trying to hit as
No,
many?
My show is actually on HBO Max. So this is actually a competitor.
Okay. Cause it feels like really
a direct competitor.
Like Disney's getting it all today.
Yeah, it really was. So let's go to HBO Max real quick. Not a sponsored thing, but I have been dying because Craftopia is coming out. Season 2 is coming out in like a few weeks. And I've known the launch date for a couple weeks now, but because I have to wait for the Craftopia HBO, it's not Craftopia, it's the HBO publicity team, the PR team to like announce the dates and I'm not allowed to announce them first. And I've been so tempted every day.
Do we call
day.
Mr. Tiki Talk about that too?
We're gonna call Mr. Tiki Talk about that as well too.
Okay, got it.
And I have been so like, I'm just not used to like not doing things on my own timeline. Cause I'm also someone that like, I want to give viewers and listeners like the most amount of time to prep for something too. Cause you can get excited about it. You can share behind the scenes content. And so I don't necessarily agree with their rollout strategy. And so
Jesus,
what I don't know. I don't know. We've got different, they work in traditional, I work in digital, you know what I mean? And so now we're coming together and figuring out what's best. But like, I have been bursting at the seams to say when it comes out, and now I finally can, because by the time this episode comes out, the trailer will be out. Hopefully some behind the scenes photos that I still haven't seen will be out. And season 2, part 1, first 4 episodes, October 7th.
October 7th?
October, it's so soon.
It's like right around the corner.
I know.
That's like in 3 weeks.
I'm so excited. I also 2 weeks. Will be seeing the episodes at the same time as everyone else, and I have not seen a single clip of anything. And I'm a little nervous, but it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I didn't know that.
I know. It's just so crazy because like when you shoot, we would shoot for 16 hours a day and it gets cut down to like a 30 to 40 minute episode. And when you see the cut, you're like, what's going to make it? Like you have no idea.
That's so stressful.
Yeah, I know. I'm very stressed. I hope I look cute. I hope my outfits look okay. Like
you look cute as hell.
That's so nice.
You look cute. I know. Sexy.
That's so nice. There was actually one outfit in season two that they made me change. They were like, it's a little too scandy. It was a really cute outfit.
Was it cute?
It was so cute.
What did it show too much of?
It didn't show anything crazy, but it was like white, glittery pearls and then nude underneath. So it wasn't actually showing anything.
Implied sensuality.
But I think it was just like the color palette and yeah, and it was so cute and I was so sad. But I ended up getting to wear like sneakers that day, so it ended up being fine. But I can't wait to tell more behind the scenes stories because this was literally a year ago and now I can finally talk about it and it's been killing me. Killing me, Shboob.
I don't know if it's, okay.
Killing me, bursting at the seams.
I get it, yeah.
But like the amount that it's taken me to like not just like leak everything.
Well, I wasn't allowed to go at all.
What?
I wasn't allowed to go at all.
That's not true. You just had to get COVID tested and you didn't want to do it.
Well, I had to get COVID tested daily.
You just get COVID tested the day of that you would go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did I go?
No.
I think I went once, right?
Nope.
I picked you up.
You picked me up once.
Yeah.
No, wait. No.
I can't remember between season one and season two.
Season one, you came to set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Season two, though, no one came. Like it was, I didn't even have a manager come at any point. Like it was the COVID situation then was just like really, really intense. It's like
nightmare juice.
It was hardcore. It was super hardcore.
So I've never seen anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. You saw me come home just dead to the world. And then for 3 weeks, I just did that on repeat. And now we're going to watch the product of that.
Love it.
I'm so excited. And now we're fucking vaccinated. We can do a proper viewing party.
Vaxxed and waxed, baby. Great.
Vaxxed and waxed.
Wait, a proper viewing party?
No, we had the cutest little COVID safe outdoor surprise party. Boob. It was so good. Uh-oh.
It's okay.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Shop.wildtill9.com for the blanket, $60 plus shipping, super soft. And that's the starter blanket, the one that we did not approve.
Tell last time.
Last time, Jeremy threw the cutest surprise party that we had set up in the backyard that was like COVID safe viewing party on a projector. And it was so cute. I sobbed. Jeremy set up friends on Zoom to also watch with us. And we had all of my closest friends.
Technological nightmare. You know how hard it is to stream a piece of content that is only just readily available that day. Uh-huh. And you have to put it into a Zoom and like you're doing a movie theater with a live stream
right.
on a piece of content that is content protected.
Yes.
That is difficult.
It's very difficult. No, you.
But I still did it though.
Hit that one out of the park. And I forget what happened. I was laying on the couch and you asked me to go grab something from the garage. And I kind of pushed back. So I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why can't you do it?
I was already out in the garage.
Oh, you're right. You were already outside and you're like, can you come here for a second? I need help with something. And I was like, fine.
Fine, I'll get
up. And then I went out there and I had like barely any clothes on and looked like shit. And then all of my friends were in the driveway and it was so nice and I was so surprised. It was so cute. It was so nice. And like, I am someone who is not easy to surprise and you really pulled that one off.
Lauren is such a creature of habit, comfort, little bit of control. She likes to know what's going on. Uh-huh. And Lauren's someone who will go out of her way just to check in on things, people, GPS locations of our favorite friends, everything. Just has a lock on things. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult to surprise you.
And also too, like I feel like within all of our friends, if someone has their location off, they'll be like, why is your location off, bitch? Where are you?
I don't have that problem, but yeah.
Asian Girl Squad 100% has that problem. Or you'll just get a text and be like, hey, how's the mall? They have good stuff there today? And you'll be like, oh my God. Creepy. We all just do it to each other.
V creepy.
I don't know. Bestie status.
V creepy.
Bestie status.
Creepy.
In other social media news, I have had the most roller coaster of a weekend in terms of my Instagram DMs. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw the nightmare and the meltdown that was my weekend.
Not Lord DIY or Lord DIY?
Lord DIY.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord Who's DIY. Not Lord DIY? Is that you?
No.
Who is that?
Not sure.
Okay.
An imposter.
Okay. Follow below.
Follow below. TikTok. The Finsta is so hard because I got banned on my Finsta from switching from private to public accounts. Because like if you have 1,000 friend requests to like come in on your account, you could switch it to public and it would let them all in.
Stop flexing.
Well, no, like if you keep promoting it
so
like
many
this.
Many people want to follow my Finsta. It kicked me off because I kept going from private to public.
Is when I got banned. And then now I have to either let people in manually or I'm really like testing the waters right now to see how often I can go from private to public to let people into the account. But I like just haven't been talking about it because I'm scared because I don't want people to get mad at me that they haven't been able to like get into the account.
Is it private?
Yeah.
Why is it private?
Because I post ugly photos of myself there. And it's like the sense of community is just entirely different when the account is private. I'm not even kidding. It's like, because I went public for a few days and everyone was like, no, we don't like this. And I was like, okay, sick. I don't like this either. And then we closed it back up. But I think that for Wild 09 and like Lord DIY community, we're going to start a Discord.
We're definitely starting a Discord.
Yeah. I posted
for adult content. Adult content.
I'm sorry, what?
Adult content.
I posted a poll and
it's
W. I was, well.
Fine. Safe for work. SFW.
Well, sometimes safe for work.
SFW.
Yeah, sometimes safe for work. Yeah. I posted a poll and I was shocked at how many people were familiar / use Discord / down to learn how to use Discord.
Lauren, you forget how amazing and large the population of nerds are out there.
Yeah.
Everyone's a nerd.
I love it.
This is so comfy.
And that's the shitty one.
You could see like 3 inches of my face, but that's great. Well, that went black a long time ago.
Oh, great. Good.
I'm sure it's working just fine.
You're really limiting my ability to take screenshot photos of you later on for the thumbnail. So that's love that for future me. That is just so nice. Thank you so much. You're making my job super easy on Monday night.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Where was I going with this? Oh yeah. So not Lord DIY, whatever fun got banned. It's fine. We're testing the waters here. Uh-huh. And you're really making my life so difficult.
No, it's
on
fine.
Monday.
Keep going.
And I can't promise that you're not going to be in focus.
That's fine.
Remember when you got so mad at me for laying down? Hot mess. I don't know if we should record on a Sunday. This is a messy podcast.
I love messy pods.
I like a good messy pod too.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's a good messy pod. I'm really having trouble. I'm like one speaking at 1.25x speed and I'm all over the place and I'm overheating a little bit. So on my DM journey this weekend, I realized that no one could respond to my stories except for my friends. I had no idea.
Wow.
I had literally no idea.
Cold bitch.
I look like a massive bitch. Like that's just like such like a literally unapproachable person. And that is not at all the vibe that I'm trying to give off.
Meanwhile, can you show me how to do that so that I can only get DMs from my friends?
Oh my God. And I figured this out because there is this this dog that I follow and like she's just the most perfect Staffy that I've ever seen. She's so cute. I'm obsessed with her.
Staffordshire Terrier?
Yes. Staffy, great job. Great job, Boob.
Thank you.
And you can't respond to her stories and two, you can't even share her stories.
What?
I know. And I get so sad because I always want to send you and or friends pictures
and
of
I would
Staffy.
Love to receive them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's so cute. And I was like, ugh, this is so annoying. And then I posted a story being like, hey, does anyone know? I posted a picture of Lisa from Blackpink being like, hey, does anyone know this sweater? So it's super cute. And
love Lisa.
Love Lisa. She's my favorite.
Is that La Lisa?
That's La Lisa. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're big blinks around here.
We're big blinks around here.
Yeah.
And
I still remember that remix that the best piece of content that I accidentally made that one time.
Oh yeah. On the way to Coachella.
That I a complete accident.
Yeah.
That shit slapped. I wish I still had it.
So good.
So good.
It's probably in your archive in your Instagram.
It's gone.
So you could go to my profile and message me like through DMs. And so like I was still getting messages from like viewers and subscribers, et cetera, like on my DMs. So it's not like there was zero. There was just like a small amount because you had to go out of your way to go to my profile to message
me. You know
me.
What's insane too is I remember when I sent you a DM and you still
didn't see it. Okay, well, I understand why now. So just wait. This is actually all coming together now. It's all coming together. Listen. Mm-hmm. Wait.
I'm waiting.
So I just always thought that I was, people didn't like me and I was irrelevant and no one wanted to respond to like anything fun that I posted on my stories. And
you post fun things?
I post so many fun things.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I'm basically a Moose fan page and Moose is all fun.
Yeah.
All fun. And so I just thought that no one liked me and I was washed up and irrelevant and I was like, cool. Cause I would still, you know, maybe get like 5 to 10 messages a day.
Okay.
And I was like, sick. I will say that those 5 to 10 messages, I had some great conversations with people because, you know, they went out of
Primo.
Their way. And
Primo.
It was great convo. And I started being like, oh, I was like, damn, there's no one. Like, I didn't get any replies to like where the sweater is from. I was like, okay, well, shit. And then I was like, it started like coming together, but like I couldn't share this girl's dog photos. I couldn't respond, but like to other people, I could respond to stories. And I was like, oh shit. Like let me just check something real quick. So I flipped over to the account, not Lore DIY. And I was like, oh no, I can follow. I can respond to this, but that account follows the Lore DIY account. And I was like, okay, I can message it. And I was like, wait, oh my God. So I flipped over to another burner account that just like doesn't follow anything.
Why do you have that?
Oh, to lurk up on hoes.
We lurking on hoes.
Lurking on hoes.
Lauren, hey, Lauren, check out this. I need you to open this real quick in your burner account. Okay, who is it? Okay, let's look.
Yeah,
let's
I'll lurk on anyone from my burner account because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I went to my burner account to go look at Lauren and I was like, oh, you can't respond to my stories. And I was like, oh my God. And so anyway, I took a deep dive into my settings. I found the thing and I was like, oh my God. My entire YouTube or Instagram career as an influencer, social media person, whatever, no one's been able to reply to a single story except for friends. And I was like, oh my God, that is so unapproachable. I'm so annoyed. And then, so
I'm annoyed too.
So that happened on Saturday. And then today I'm going through my now DMs that are like starting to like actually come in. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun. People are fucking hilarious and like responding the funniest things to my stories. Like the amount of reactions that I missed over the last 3 years or whatever of people saying hilarious things. I have FOMO from the things that already happened that I just won't be able to get back to.
The amount of dick pics that are going to flutter in. Fantastic.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
If you get lucky, I might send back a rating.
Get out of town.
Get out of town.
How much?
I don't know.
$10?
We'll see.
$20? $50?
For $120.
$150?
So today I'm going through my DMs and I'm like, oh, this is so fun. Like I love talking to people. Like this is great. Like this is what a whole new world. Like what a time to be alive.
I can show you the world.
The world.
Yeah.
I can show you the world.
Yeah.
And I then realized that there's another category of DMs. So I'm now entering
another category.
I'm now entering. So I've got my main DMs of people that I follow or that like I've approved to DM me or whatever. Like, so that's like regular.
Yes.
And then we've got general DMs. So those are people that I've like approved. So like anyone that I'm not following, but have responded to.
Yes.
There's the general folder.
Of course.
And then there's another folder.
You didn't know about that folder?
I didn't know about this folder.
Get out of here.
I didn't know about this folder.
I know about this folder.
Called top requests.
Totally.
And
all requests, you can filter as such.
So all requests are the ones that come in like chronologically by time. Yes.
Top requests
are sorted by followers.
Yep.
And so
it's weird,
I think,
because once again, now
it's all making sense.
It makes sense how I had to go through 17 dating apps just to find you.
Aren't you glad that I figured this out now when I didn't know?
Aren't you glad?
Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Literally, it's all I could think of.
I know. And so for the last 3 years, I'm not kidding, it was like 162 weeks ago, like brands are reaching out to do sponsors, like cool people that I love are mentioning me in stories that I can no longer see.
And the brands reaching out to do sponsors are super high quality usually.
I mean, there were some actually really good ones in there.
The ones that I get are really interesting.
Really super fun.
Super interesting.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There was a lot of like really like spammy, like we'd love to sponsor your Facebook page for $10 a post.
Yep.
And I'm like, sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
I feel the same way because I don't have one.
A what?
A public Facebook page.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, sponsor that shit. Good luck.
You're like, yeah, give me the money. Show me that $10.
I'm about to do identity theft to myself. Yeah. I would love to do that. Send it over.
Send it over. And
but y'all can have the entire front page for 6 months.
That's great. Good deal.
Yeah. $25. Postmates.
Send the wire. Yeah. Send the wire. Show me the money.
Let's just Venmo at $25.
And I had missed so many messages. And so I like, if it was over 6 months ago, I just sent it into the void. And then for some of the ones I responded from the last 6 months, I had to respond and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I just discovered this folder and I'm now replying to you 6 months later. I hope you accept my apology and maybe still want to send me some.
I hope that you get like
some Bud Light.
Like, who's this? Bud Light asked.
Bud Light asked. They have a new seltzer. They wanted to send me a tequila seltzer.
AB InBev. Anheuser-Busch.
Yes.
There's the Bubbies out there.
There's the Bubbies out there. You know what it is? Is that it's 6:04. Moose eats dinner at 6 p.m.
6 o'clock.
Yep. This dog's stomach clock is incredible.
If we ever lose power, all we have to do is just wait for Moose to jump up on us. And we know it's within an hour and a half of we should be fed.
Yes, exactly. We don't need the moon, the sun to tell you time.
He'll start audibly complaining at 6, but he'll physically just...
I would say it starts at 5:15. The audible that starts around 5:15. And then it goes...
Yeah. how do I make noise without opening my mouth?
Yeah, literally. Exactly.
You ever met anybody who can speak with their mouth closed?
Yeah.
Why don't you try it?
You know what I'm saying? Hi, Jeremy.
Jeremy's a tough one.
Yeah. I guess you're just saying. Wait, no. I think it's I know people that can talk with their mouth open but not moving.
No, a buddy of mine.
Can talk with his mouth closed. Shut up.
Shout out Patrick Banks.
Get out of town.
Shout out Patrick Banks.
Get out of town, Patrick Banks.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He can talk with his fucking mouth closed.
Does it come out with his nose? Like, where does it come out?
I don't know.
What?
No, he can, yeah. It's super high pitched actually when he does it.
Huh, but yeah. you need the sound to escape.
No, you don't.
Is it coming out his ears, his eyeballs, his nose? Which orifice is it coming out?
Maybe the buddy hole. I'm not sure.
Maybe the buddy hole?
I'll ask.
That's crazy. Wow.
I'm about to tell you, I haven't texted him in years, but I could text him like, hey bro, can you send me a video?
Can I see a video?
Hey, do that thing you used to do with your mouth closed. And whatever you do, wants to see like, yeah, okay. You want me to send a video of that? Yeah, right now.
There's this guy who's, this is coming out of left field over here. There's this guy who's a big fan of Mia's OnlyFans. And
I love that.
And he makes content. He's anonymous. He makes content naked.
Okay.
And he'll put whatever you want written on his butt cheeks and he'll do a little dance. And so it's not necessarily twerking, but it's not twerking. You know what I mean? And so he's
twerking
just like-
Twerking in the rain.
Twerking in the rain. He's just like this like heavy set white guy with words, whatever you want on the butt cheeks. And he'll do a little dance for you and you can commission. It's like Cameo, but for butt cheek dancing. And so he's a big fan of Mia. So for free, he did Mia Sayoko on his butt cheeks.
And is Lord DIY next?
I mean, I think it needs to be, right?
Peter.
Mia literally was like,
watching,
Mia was like, do you want me to introduce you to him? And I was like, okay for now, but thank you.
Wow, till 9 blankets for sale. Oh my God.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what we should do?
That might get flagged though.
What do you mean?
Do you think that might get taken down?
Think about this. Just pretend for a world. Mm-hmm. We get him to do that for like every release ever. We buy a billboard. I put the video of him shaking cheeks just in the middle of Sunset Boulevard.
That sounds really great.
Or but we replace our Times Square spot. You know what else is in Times Square right now?
Oh my God, that's right. Wait, yeah. Oh my God. New York Tilly's, please, please, please. Do you know where it is? Like what's, can you give them like
So it's decentraboard.com. Okay. I'll put a link below. It'll be gone by the time you look at it, but like I'll put the links below because Dimitri Vegas has a fantastic project where it's like an NFTs for billboard and you buy the little space in it and you can put your logo there.
But it's not in Times Square anymore?
It's literally right now.
Oh God. Okay, we'll have to tweet it out and get someone to take a picture for us.
But there's more things coming behind the scenes. Like,
yeah, but that's fucking cool to be in Times Square.
We're in Times Square right now.
That's so cool.
NFTs.
NFTs, yes. Baby.
Yeah, we're all over it. It's great.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
What were we just talking about before that? There was something that I wanted.
Butt cheeks. Buy an ad space.
Inventory. Got it. Butt cheeks. It was butt cheeks.
I hope that everyone's Tuesday is going quite well already. Because if not, this annoyed the fuck out of you.
I just like, what a great side hustle for that man. Totally anonymous. No tattoos. Ooh. And like, no one knows what this guy's butt cheeks
look
like. Obviously,
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Right.
Because I have tats.
Because you're tatted.
Yeah.
You're yatted.
I'm yatted up.
You're yatted up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because these cheeks could sell.
Made for walking. Made for shaking.
These cheeks are made for shaking.
These cheeks are made for shaking. Yeah. I can't wait for me to listen to this episode of the podcast. She's going to howl. She's going to just absolutely cackle.
When's the Asian Girl Squad episode?
We have to do it soon.
That's exciting.
That'll be so good. I can't wait. Yeah, we'll have to set that up soon.
Banger guests coming up too.
Yeah, we really do. Like, we really do.
I'm not saying they're bigger than the guests we've ever had before.
Actually, next episode is a guest. Two guests.
But they might be bigger than anything we've ever had before.
Maybe.
Should we get a video on Spotify? Is that a thing?
Should we what?
Put our video on Spotify? Would people like that?
Probably. Maybe not.
Comment below on YouTube.
Yeah. I don't even know how to watch video on Spotify.
It's a process.
Huh. Okay. Well, we'll think about it. But Discord is next.
100%.
Blanket now.
Well, actually,
Discord next.
Yeah. Yeah. Blanket now.
Blanket now.
And if you don't buy the blanket, we can't afford to do it anymore on Discord. So you got to do blanket. Blanket now.
Also, if you are a Discord fanatic and you want to be a mod on our Discord.
Whoa!
What?
We should have mod parties.
Well, we're going to need mods. We're going to need help.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're looking for Discord mods.
We are looking for Discord mods.
This is the front of the pod. We're looking for mods, baby.
We're looking for mods. Pod mods.
But you know what? We should wait to the end because
you did not give me enough credit for pod mods right there.
Let's try it again.
We need to look at pod mods.
That's so good, babe.
Thank you. Pod mods.
Pod mods. Wow Till 9 mods. Pod mods.
Pod mods.
Latvia, I hope you had a hell of a week. I'm so excited because next month, next week, if you're listening to this, is the beginning of spooky season.
Spooky season, baby. I filmed my first Halloween video this week.
Really?
It's spooky season, baby.
Do you have a little thoughty?
Do I look like a little thoughty?
I hope so. I love
a little bit.
I love when Laura looks like a little thoughty. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ugh, my thoughty.
Your thoughty.
That's fantastic.
I love Halloween.
And I love everyone who's watching.
That's so nice.
Have a great morning, afternoon, evening. We will see you next week on
Pod Mod Wild Till 9.
No.
Wild Till 9 Pod Mods.
No.
Wild Till 9 Blankets.
Wild Till 9. Pow.